is probably a great deal of the reason for our mental illness problems, all of the problems in society. Because even though we behave in an unprincipled fashion, deep down there still is enough of a conscience left over from Christianity and the Western world system of morality that prevents us from really enjoying ourselves. The Greeks had none of those hang-ups. And if you'll think about it, that can be a very appealing type of philosophy. That can be a very appealing type of life. Organized sports was unknown in the world until the Greeks did it in the Olympiads. The Greeks didn't know that they could sell the rights to ABC television. Had they known that, they would have financed them much better. But that was a Greek idea. By the Jews, sports, you don't find any sports. It was never part of the culture. By the Greeks, it was an important part of the culture. Architecture. The Greeks went wild over architecture. They built the most magnificent buildings. They experimented. The Greeks were the ones that developed mathematics and especially geometry, because in their engineering for architecture, they figured out new forms, how to support things, how to hold things, so that they made the temples and the buildings of all other cultures look puny and ugly in comparison. So, and we all know that Jews like nice buildings. Whether there's any reason for them to have it or not is really secondary, right? That's right. I mean, only Jews would hire, Frank Lloyd Wright should build a temple. When there are three of them in the United States, I think they were built by Frank Lloyd Wright. But that's an expression of the desire to have something special, something nice. And anyone who has seen the ruins of the Parthenon know that it was nice. The epic Greek literature, the poems, the plays, the development of music and of dance. So those are all things that touch a human soul. They are not just nonsense. And if you hear Beethoven's Fifth played by a good symphony orchestra, so you have to be dead not to be moved by it, because it touches a person's soul, does something, it transports the person into a dimension different than his. The Greeks developed it. They didn't have Beethoven's Fifth, but the Greeks developed musical instruments. They developed all of these ideas. And therefore, at least on the surface, they were a very attractive people and a very attractive culture. And the epic poems of Homer, the Iliad and the Odyssey, which still today are the basis of Western civilization's literature, there was nothing to compare it to in the ancient world. Nothing. The ability to tell a story that way, to make it rhyme, translate it into every language in the world, had an enormous appeal. And especially an appeal to a people like the Jewish people, who were intelligent, who were literate, who are super critical, and we're always looking for something. The nature of the Jew is always to be dissatisfied. And therefore, when the Greeks burst on the horizon, the Jews are going to be very receptive. They're going to admire everything that is Greek. And in that lay the great danger for the complete destruction of the edifice of Judaism, the basic ideas and value systems, the observance of mitzvahs, the study of Torah, etc. As I told you, the Greeks were unable to unify.